views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you so truly desire. I want to invite you to connect with me after the show. Say hi. Let me know what you think about the show. Sign up for my free newsletter. Do all of that at my website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you sign up for that newsletter, I have a little gift for you. I'm going to send you 10 weekly empowering videos that are filled with tools and techniques and all kinds of empowering stuff in there to help you to have that life you've only been dreaming about. And the great thing about these videos is that I have used them personally in my own life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, abuse, near death, life and death pregnancy. I had a near-death experience, went through abuse, divorce, basically you name it, I went through it, and I'm here today. And so all the tools and techniques I used are in these videos. So if you sign up for the newsletter, I'm going to send you those, and that's through AskSueLondon.com. Now, this is normally the time that I would bring Christopher, my producer, on the show. I don't know, Christopher, if you're there or if you're busy answering the phone.
I'm here, but I'm not all there. I am right here.
Oh, you are. Okay, well, I know that we've got a great guest today, and we've already been having the calls coming in, haven't we?
Yes, the phones have been pretty busy.
So I hope you had your bathroom break before we started the show.
Yes, and can you hear the bell ringing in the background? It's like one of those telethons. You ever see those for public TV? The phone keeps ringing? That's what's going on.
I do. Well, I have to tell you, before we start the show, I had a huge growing experience this week. You'll be so proud of me. Guess what I did?
What did you do?
I set up my own Pinterest boards.
Now, Sue, what the heck is Pinterest? You got to tell us.
I know. Okay, Pinterest is one of the newest social medias out there, and you put your boards up there of pictures, and I've started a board that's called Healing Crohn's Disease. And so that board, there's pictures on there of me. It's just new, so bear with me, folks. I've just started posting stuff on there. And it links into my website where there's articles. It's an awesome, awesome program to use. And then I've also got a board on there about the radio show and our guests and behind the scenes pictures and things like that. So we got to get you set up on Pinterest now, my friend.
Well, Sue, anything you tell me to do, I mean, well, look what I did with LinkedIn. You told me to be on LinkedIn. I got on LinkedIn.
And I'm proud of you.
You know, every single thing you've told me to do, I've done, and it just makes me that much more successful. So I got to tell you, folks, if somebody is more successful than you, and that's the way I look at Sue, you always look up to them.
Well, thank you. Listen to you. You're making me go red.
Well, I'm just being honest.
Well, and you know what? I think my mission is to just get our message out there and inspire people, right? So if these social medias help, one thing we might say can help. I don't use them for just trashy stuff and that. For me, it's all about sharing empowering stuff. So, folks, I've got these boards set up, and apparently you have to follow each other or something. I'm still learning this, but my site is pinterest.com/SueLondon1. Pinterest.com/SueLondon1. So check that out, and every day I'll be adding new stuff to that. And we will have Christopher on there shortly, I promise. So that was my huge experience growing. It was a challenge, but it's there, and it's going to get better. So that's what's new with me. Now, we have our special friend on today to change the subject, Gloria Messenger.
The Angel Messenger.
Do you remember when I came down to see you and I brought that wonderful portrait gift for you from her?
Yes, I do. I really, and thank you so much. I like to call her the Angel Lady.
Yes, yeah. Well, I hear the phone ringing again, so this is going to be a funny conversation that I'm going to have. Chris, I'm going to talk to you, but if you have to answer the phone, I'll just fill in where you normally would talk, because I want everyone to know there's a funny story behind me giving this portrait to Christopher. Gloria, the Angel Messenger, Gloria Messenger is her name. She channeled this portrait for Christopher, and I took it down when I was at the station the last time, and as soon as he opened the portrait, the eyes on the angels in the portrait started following him everywhere. So it's pretty cool. Gloria not only is an author of A Mirroring Discovery with Angel Visitation, but she also channels your angels and the portraits. And I have mine sitting right here on my desk. It is awesome, and it reminds me of, you know, bigger things that we have out and around us. And for Christopher, it was just such an amazing experience. So, folks, you're in for a treat for today, because what is happening on the show today? We've got the phone lines. People are calling in already, because what's going to happen is Gloria is going to give our listeners a quick message from their angels. And if we have some time, we're going to hopefully talk about how angels give us signs, because both Gloria and I have experienced a lot of signs from them. And, you know, that's how my whole radio career unfolded, because my angels guided me. So hopefully I'll be able to tell you about that later in the show. And if not, then I'll add it to my blog tomorrow and you can read all about it. Okay, so call in to experience a personalized angel message from Gloria, and the number you're going to call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, it's 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your question through the instant feedback area. Now, I need to take that back. You're not going to ask a question. What you're basically going to do is you're going to give your first name and your full birthday, including the years, folks. Okay, so if you send through the instant feedback area, then put your first name and then put in your full birthday. It's all we need. She's not going to answer any questions other than just giving you the personalized channeled message for you. Okay, so we want to help as many people today. But before we bring Gloria on, let me tell you a bit about her. I told you she's an author. I told you she's got this awesome channel portraiting that she does. Portraiting, I don't know if that's a word. But she's an amazing girl. I'm proud to say she's my friend, and she's so much more. So I want to encourage you to go to her website, theangelmessenger.com. And I want to say that again, it's theangelmessenger.com. Apparently, if somebody has made a website, angelmessenger.com, that is not Gloria. Gloria is theangelmessenger.com. So make sure you add the in front of it if you want to be able to purchase the products or, you know, get the different things with her. Okay, so check that out. So without any further delay, let's bring Gloria on and let's get started. So my friend, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, we always have an interesting time with you when you come on. I'm sitting here and I'm freezing.
And that's how your angels give you the sign that they're right there.
I know. They do this before every show, folks, just so you think I'm not sick, okay? What happens is when I'm going to have a huge show, they really, really make the temperature cold in here. And I'm sitting here, literally, I've got a sweatshirt on. It's a pretty thick one. And I've got like a sweat jacket over it, and I am still cold. So we never know what's going to happen when Gloria's on here. But
they like to get our attention.
They do. They do. And I know you always say to me, you know, ask them to show you in a different way. And especially as I'm looking out the window at a snowstorm right now, maybe I should change that and ask them to maybe show me some heat or something like that, change the temperature.
But, that would be good, yeah.
What do you think if we get started? We've got a few people that have called even before we started the show here. So how about we start with them, because we've got a bunch of people now. So ready?
Okay, sure. I'm ready.
Okay. Well, Christopher, how about you bring Debbie from Louisiana on?
Okay. We will bring Debbie from Louisiana. Debbie, you are on the air.
Hi, Debbie.
Thank you.
So your birthday is February 12th, 1963. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. Okay. What message do you have, Gloria, for Debbie?
Okay, Debbie, how this is, works with the angels today is I will go into a light meditation, and I will connect with my angels and the angels of the light, and they will then connect with your angels. And what happens is they channel a message through to me, and I receive that message, which I'll be delighted to share with you. Okay, so that's how it goes.
Okay.
Okay, now what they're giving me right now is two words. And the two words they're giving me is...
I just have to interject. Debbie, if you could please turn your, whatever you're listening to it on, just turn that down, please. Thank you. Very good. Perfect. Okay, continue, ladies.
Okay, they're giving me actually two words, but they're repeating it again and again. And the two words they're giving me is called play date. And they're saying again and again. So... And then they're also adding to that, and they're saying that it's time for you to arrange celebration of yourself and celebration of what would you consider to be a play date with yourself and your angels. They want you to lighten up is the scenario here, and really see your involvement in your life, your impact that you have with yourself and those around you. So they're asking you to put that in your head, to have a play date with yourself. They're also saying that whatever you can visualize, like being on a merry-go-round, is something that they're showing me, like in the Disney World, the cups and saucers sort of thing. They're showing me this as an example for you to use that visual to help you look at all the areas of your life. Sit in the center of the merry-go-round, at the center of that cup and saucer, and look around at your life and look at areas that you may want to change, areas that you may want to improve. But right now they're telling you to play and not worry, to stop worrying, that things are coming into place as they're supposed to, and your job right now is to lighten up.
Okay.
Okay.
I had that issue, that was given to me a long time ago.
Okay. I'm just so worried about making ends meet lately, you know?
Yeah, well, they're saying to stop worrying. Stop worrying and play. Because when we are light at heart, things just fall into place and we don't know where they're coming from. But they just fall into place. Unknown things happen. And that's what they're saying. Stop worrying and play.
Trust too, Gloria?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Well, Debbie, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. Christopher, how about can we take another one? Gloria, is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, so Christopher, why don't we bring Tammy on? Tammy is from St. Catharines, Ontario.
That's correct.
Yep.
And Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi. Hi, welcome to the show. Your birthday is April the 1st, 1961?
One. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Gloria?
Okay. Oh, hi, Tammy. Okay, so we're going to do the same thing, asking the angels to give you a couple words that may give you a full direction and
okay.
What they're saying is they're offering these few words today as an impact message because we tend to forget a full message sometimes, but sometimes we can keep two or three words in our minds, and then that reminds us of our full message.
Okay.
They're saying to sign up right now. They're telling you sign up. Sign up. They're signing to sign up for what you want to do with your life. Sign up and have the fun. that you want in your life.
And no idea adding, what direction that is?
I'm trying to see if they'll give me more here on that. They're showing me a game, the dominoes game, and they're saying that if you make the first step and sign up for something that is playful, that the dominoes are going to be that effect that comes into your life and carries you forward. Okay.
It almost sounds, Gloria, like you're saying to Tammy that like one step is going to lead to another.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes, yes. And they're showing me the numbers on the dominoes, the face of the dominoes, and they're showing me the number 9 comes up and the number 5 comes up.
Okay.
So 9 to 5. Be as playful as you can between 9 to 5 p.m. So that sort of sounds like the work hours. Make it more fun and the day will fly by. And to make it more fun, conjure up what you would like to do if you were able to play a game while you worked. This is what they're saying. It helps take the stress out of the job.
I guess I'd like to know what that work is. I'm not working right now.
You're not working right now, and that's what they're conjuring. They're wanting you to conjure up what kind of a game it would be that you would like to play in your job, like a game of organizing is what they're saying. They're giving me this game of organizing all these dominoes, like placing them all in. You know how you've seen that where you can make intricate designs and then you hit one and it all falls down and seems to all fall into place? This is what they're saying. Reach into the organizing field.
Okay.
And search that out a little further. Money management organizing is also coming up here.
Okay.
So that could be of an interest as well as a game. They're wanting you to bring this game in. Very strong. The big domino effect. So search that out. See if there's some kind of an organizing, job available out for you, out there for you. That seems to be playful.
Okay, organizing game. Okay.
Yeah, organizing
isn't it so interesting, Gloria? Just when you don't know, it comes to you right in place.
It seems like not possible. It seems silly at times, but it happens. Unbelievable. It just happened to Sue. It just happened to me this month.
Oh, yeah.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
So just allow it, trust it, and allow it to come and look and put that in your head. Organizing with a game that makes the hours of 9 to 5 fly by. And that's
okay.
Your...
I'll keep my eyes open. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Tammy.
Thanks, Tammy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Christopher?
Yes?
Have I got you there, my friend? Now, when we have callers calling in, do you need them to go off of the phone line to listen in a different way?
That's right. When people are done, and Debbie, if you're still on the line, when you're done, you have to hang up so that way we can let other people get through. You can't listen on the phone. You can listen to transformationtalkradio.com or WBLQ.net, and you can hear the show. Okay? There you go.
Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you for everyone who's calling in, just so that we can allow more room, because we only have so many phone lines, right, Christopher?
That is right, and we want everybody to be able to get in.
Yeah, so now, folks, we're going to take another caller here in a second, but I want to tell you all, call in and get your message. The phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, it's 1-800-930-2819. And you can also give us your first name and your full birthday on the TransformationTalkRadio.com website, and then Gloria can ask you that as well. So if you aren't near a phone but near a computer, you can connect with us through that way to have your reading. So, Christopher, how about we bring the next caller, which I think is Flo, on the show?
That's right. Flo, are you there, Flo?
Hi, I'm here.
All right.
Hi, Flo.
I'm here.
Welcome to the show.
This is the first time I've ever called one of these shows, so I'm really excited about it.
Well, that's good. Well, we don't bite. We have a lot of fun here. I'm glad you called in. We're all having growing experiences. You're calling in, and I'm learning new technology. So awesome, awesome. Now, is your birthday February 23rd, 1945?
Yes, ma'am.
That's right? Okay. Okay, Gloria, what message
okay.
do you have?
Okay, Flo, hi. Okay,
hi.
You heard earlier how this works, where
yes.
I connect uh-huh. with the angels?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you understand how this is going to go. Okay, I'm asking them to tell you something that is going to be pertinent in your life right now.
Okay.
Okay. And the word that they're giving me is movement. Movement. Oh, what's that word? An adjustment. Movement and adjustment is what they're saying. Movement and adjustment. How is this affecting her now?
How is it affecting me right now?
Yeah, I'm asking the angels to tell me more to give you here. Movement and adjustment. They're asking you to make some movement in your life. It doesn't really look like dance, what they're showing me the images here. It's more like a stretching.
You mean physically?
Physically, yeah. It's like they're giving me an image of stretching. You know, before you would do some exercise, that sort of thing. It doesn't seem to be a particular like yoga or anything like that. It's showing me stretching and adjusting. So it's stretching and adjustment. They're wanting you to do this movement, a gentle movement. They're giving it to me further. They're showing the sun coming up now. And so they're wanting you to make this movement and adjustment to your body every morning when the sun comes up, when you get up. And it's a stretching and it's a reaching out in front of you, a reaching to the floor and a reaching with your arms outstretched on either side. They're saying what this does is going to put your body into balance and is going to give you the energy that you required throughout the day to get done the things that you want to get done. They're saying that this is going to really help you, and it's going to be your own personalized sort of exercise stretch that will adjust, you know, the kinks out that we have sometimes when we sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now they're also giving me something more here. They're actually showing me that this is preparing you, that you're going to receive a pile of paperwork that you are going to be going through it and reading and searching for key mistakes or words that need to be corrected in it. Are you planning to edit a book or edit something like this?
Well, I did write a book, and I am putting it in the second edition right now.
Okay.
It's a book called Taming Feral.
Okay. Congratulations on that.
How to Tame Feral Cats.
Pardon me?
And the book is called How to Tame Feral Cats. Feral Cats.
Oh, okay. Well, they're showing me that they're wanting you to add some pages and some words that really are catchphrase words or jump out words for people who are reading it.
Okay.
Okay, so they want you to do a bit of editing to your book.
Edit, okay.
If you can catch that before it goes to print.
I'm not a great editor, but I'm a pretty good writer.
Okay, good. Well,
Gloria,
writing...
this is where you need to tell her to get a personal assistant, like how I call my angels in.
Yeah,
I think she needs that same talk, don't you?
Okay, is this your angels giving you this information?
This is your angels giving you this
my
information.
My angels, because
your angels.
I actually never thought I had angels.
Oh yes, we all have. None of us escape that. We all come to earth with angels.
If I did have angels, it's some guy running me into doors constantly. I mean, I've never felt I've never felt the presence of an angel around me.
Have you said, and you just said that now, your angel runs you into the doors. Have you made a comment like that? If I had angels, they'd have to hit me up on the head or something like that?
Not
to let
really.
My presence be known?
Not really. I've asked, you know, other things, but I've just mm-hmm. always felt like if there was an angel there, some clown just leading me to a cliff and said, oh, go ahead and take the next step, you know.
No, never. We come here with angels. We have a minimum of 3 angel energies around us all the time, and we have more angel energy that come into our lives when we're making big choices, and that is what I'm seeing right now. You have a lot of angel energy around you. I would like you to select a way that you would like to know that they're there, and this is setting up an angel link. Think of one of your 6 senses, like your sense of touch or your sense of smell or your sense of vision or your sense of hearing.
If they would speak to me in an audible voice, I would not be scared.
Sense of hearing, you want to hear them. So you sit quietly and you think of how you would like them to connect with you. Would you like to hear music? Would you like to hear soft words? What would you like? And you then ask for that with sincerity and with trust and with gratitude. And you just sit in that for a few minutes, and then you get up and go about your life. That will start happening for you, and it'll come to you in the strangest ways. Right, Sue?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. They come to you, and they will let their presence be known to you, but you have to want it to happen and set it up.
Oh, I've wanted it to happen for a very long time.
Okay, well, set this up. Set up your own angel link, and then they're wanting you to go into movement and adjustment. And this editing of your book for the second printing. So, this is definitely a good timing for you, to set it up.
You know what, Gloria, what might be a really good idea for you to share is, for her to go to your website.
Absolutely. Yes.
I think, for somebody who to have that, you know, true connection with her angels is having the angel portrait done. That's really powerful. And I'm really into angels, and I found it a huge growing for me when you did my personal portrait.
Yes, I have videos on my website you can listen to about setting up an angel link, all this stuff. So go to www.theangelmessenger.com and you can find out much more about your angels and see examples of portraits, and it's just an amazing thing.
Okay, well, I go out every night. I feed about 125 stray cats every night, so those are my angels.
Oh, fabulous.
The cats are my angels.
Yes, well, you have other angel energies around you as well, so connect to all of them.
She sounds a lot like me, doesn't she, where I've got people around me and I have a ton of animals around me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, there you go. Well, what you can do, if you go to transformationtalkradio.com and under guest put in Gloria Messenger, Gloria has covered different topics on how to connect with your angels, how to become aware of them, how you know they're with you. And I think that would be really good for you too. Maybe check that out. And then after, you know, if you have any questions, you can email Gloria after. Sound good?
I'm still here.
Okay.
So go to her website. We've got to go to a commercial break. So thanks for calling
in. I hope that helps you, Flo.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so let's take a short break. Give you a little bit of a little sip of water there, and we'll take a quick break, and then we've got some people on the chat line, and we've got some people on the phone line.
Folks,
learn more about Gloria Messenger at The Messenger. Oh my gosh, listen to me, theangelmessenger.com, and learn about me at asksuelondon.com. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Get
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My wonderful, amazing, I can't talk highly enough about guest today is Gloria Messenger. And today, Gloria has got quite a treat for all our listeners who are calling in or chatting in their name and birthday. Gloria is channeling a personal message for you from your angels. Now, if you'd like to have Gloria give you a message from your angels, call us at 1-800-930-2819, or you can ask your questions on the instant feedback area on TransformationTalkRadio.com. So we're having lots of great messages, and Jeanette, I wanted to acknowledge that I got your message. We passed that on during the break, so thank you for that, and we're all thinking about you, and we're going to be having you on our show soon, but we'll talk more in another segment about that, folks. That's another little surprise we've got coming up. But for now, let's get Christopher Debbie on the phone.
That's right. We have Debbie, who's calling in from Ohio. Debbie, you're on.
Hi, Debbie. Welcome
Hello.
To Inspired Radio.
Thank you.
Now, your birthday is December 17th, 1962?
That's correct. It is.
Great. Hello, Debbie.
Hello. Nice to speak to you.
I'm glad you called in. Your angels are anxious here to give you a message, so I'm going to go quickly into this meditation and forward it on to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, it sounds very funny. The your angels are a bit of jokesters or something. I don't know. They're saying the word that they want you to, the two words they want you to think of are green jeans.
Okay.
Okay. And
isn't that a restaurant? I don't know.
Is it? They're wanting they're going to expand here on that.
That's good.
Okay. Green jeans. They're showing me now, they're showing me some visions, and they're showing me a clothesline. And on this clothesline are a whole bunch of jeans. They're hanging up to dry, but they're not actually green in color. They're green in environment. So maybe it's the drying process? What are they following up with here? They're saying the fabric is environmental in some way.
Okay.
Are you a seamstress?
No, I'm not.
No. Okay. Okay. But are you a creative person? Can you do drawings and this sort of thing?
Yeah, I can.
Are you a sketch artist? Are you a sketch artist?
No, not really. I do draw some, but not, you know.
Okay, let me see what else they're saying here. They're, now they've got the jeans off the line. They're doing a very playful video here. In my mind, they're giving me this. They're showing these jeans laying now on the grass and throwing buckets of water on them. And this is the washing process. What is this all about? This is a vision. Okay. What is this? Okay. Give us more here. There is some... You're going to invent something, girl. You're going to invent something that's environmentally friendly, something that is there's no need for soaps and stuff. It's in the fabric of the dirt is released when you put it in water or something like this, and that's the green jeans. They're wanting you to do some research of creating an environmental cleaning process. And that is going to be where your riches lie.
Really?
My grandmother
invented some type of that things couldn't catch fire.
Yeah.
Years and years and years ago.
Well, she's passing that. That talent has been passed on to you. So they're saying that you're going to be an inventor and you're going to invent something that is environmentally friendly for cleaning. For making jeans green, or clothing green, I guess it's an environmental process, and they're saying you're going to be guided to it, and it's going to happen very soon. And
that would be wonderful.
Go with it; it's going to be easy. You'll meet the right person at the right time that will lead you down the path to inventing all this and getting in process. So, open up some research on that and see where it leads you.
Okay.
Okay, Debbie? All right. Have fun
with
that.
All right, I will.
You know, as I was hearing you say that to her, it made me remember how my aunt and my grandmother and my great aunt channeled through me what they wanted for me to put in my book, Soar Above It All, because they wanted to be authors. So it is interesting how our loved ones we live their dream.
Yeah.
You know?
They pass it on. They have the energy to bring, your departed family has energy to pass on through your angels, and your angels deliver it to you.
Yeah, exactly.
And assist you, yeah.
Exactly. So it's really interesting. I was really identifying, you know, for my own self with that. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Let's take a little minute. We've got a couple people still on the phone line, but let's take someone from the chat line now. So this is Glenda from California, and her birthday is November the 5th, 1953. Glenda, thank you for chatting in your birthday with us. So what do you want to say?
November, which is
November the 5th? November 5th?
Okay.
1953.
53, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Glenda, I'm going to do the same process, channel here, and see what your angels want you to know that will help you right now, that will be pertinent in your life right now. They're saying there's a journey ahead for you, and it engages further self-discovery. Self-discovery in a way that you've never experienced before, where you actually see a bigger picture of your life. Okay, and they're also saying in some parts it will astound you, but in other parts you will recognize that you already knew it. You just didn't know that you knew it. It's going to include some mapping, and mapping journaling, where you can then share this with other people. And it's, you're to do it in a very simplistic way, where you share a few photographs. It could even be on the computer with blogging rather than publishing in a book, but it's where you're sharing the insights that you discover for yourself and also sharing and encouraging others to do the same. So that's ahead, and it's going to be it's going to include some islands.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's going to include large and small islands, like a collection of islands, and far away place from here.
Good.
This is just the start, they're saying, and this is going to continue for you the rest of your life. You're going to catch the bug, so to speak, to travel. So you're going to catch a travel bug that will make, not a bug in particular that's going to make you sick, but a bug that's going to entice you to discover more.
Good. So I hope
that helps you.
Be aware of that.
Glenda, yeah.
Yeah, keep us posted, Glenda, on that message. Should we take a phone message here?
Sure.
I'm just watching the time. Folks, if you were hoping to still get a reading, we've only got time to read the two more people on the phone, and we have three more people on the chat line that we're hoping to get to. So, unfortunately, if you're not in there now, we won't be able to take your call because we are running out of time. But, folks, just so you know, connect with this lady at theangelmessenger.com and get your personalized portrait done. My producer, Christopher, and I love our portraits. Amazing stuff comes from that, and there's so much more at Gloria's website, theangelmessenger.com. Make sure you put the in front of it, because that is Gloria, theangelmessenger.com. So are you ready for another one, my friend?
I'm ready.
Okay, so Christopher, you've got Darshna.
Darshna from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Darshna, you're on the air.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Thank you, ladies. How are you?
Good. So your birthday is January 22nd, 1972, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Great. Okay, Gloria.
Okay. Hello, Darshna. Hello. I'm going to do the same thing here. I'm asking your angels to give you a pertinent message that will guide you now in your life. A quick little message to give you some direction.
Okay.
Okay. They're showing me rows, like rows of dots in a line, but the lines are on an angle. They're not straight up and down. Okay. What they're saying here, they want you to get clear on what you want to manifest in your life, what changes you want to make, and they want you to do a process called connecting the dots. And what this is...
That's tough one.
Pardon me?
That's tough one.
That's what?
Tough one, connecting dots.
Connecting dots, but they want you to manifest, they want you to draw a picture of what you want in your life.
the best you can. It doesn't have to be an artistic drawing. And on the outside, say if you drew a picture of a house, on the outside of that house, they want you to take a magic marker or another colored pencil or something and place dots all around it, around the outside frame of it. And then as this stuff comes into your life from the picture, you connect those dots. And that's part of the manifesting. They want you to see how quickly you can manifest things in your life. And it's a little game that they sometimes play with me as well. How you can...
It's confusing. Yeah.
It's confusing?
Yes.
Okay. They want you to draw a picture. Just any kind of a picture.
Okay.
So what would you like to bring into your life?
Oh, okay.
Tell me one object that you would like to bring in your life.
Love and harmony.
Harmony?
Yeah.
Well, how would you draw that in a picture?
That's what I'm trying to say. It's so hard.
So how would you draw harmony?
Gloria, can I add something here?
Sure.
I think maybe where the problem might be, I know for me to manifest, what I do is I put pictures on my vision board.
Yeah.
And what, if, like, I want, say you want more harmony, for example, then I would put that on my board, the word.
But what would harmony look like for you, Sue?
Yeah.
I would put
a picture on for that. So,
okay.
Like,
okay.
Something that resonates for me. So maybe try doing that.
Darsha, try.
Yes.
Like, for me, for harmony would be sitting on a beach.
Yep.
Or laying in a hammock or, meditating in a nice sunset or something like that. So if a picture like that helps you, then do that. Mm-hmm. But put dots around it. This is what they want you to do. Connect the dots.
Mm-hmm.
And they want you to, when that happens for you or you find yourself in that position or you find that that's come to you, an opportunity to be in that place, you connect those dots, and then you look at how long that took for that to happen. And you'll see that you manifest quicker than you think you do.
And once you do that, yeah, that will help you. Gloria, we're almost out of time here.
Okay.
So maybe
I hope that helps you, Darsha.
Maybe what I would suggest, Darsha, is go to Gloria's website, theangelmessenger.com. There's a lot of great information there. And the portrait that she does, it is incredible and will really connect you more to your angels.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's live. It moves. It continues to connect with you throughout your life.
Okay. So thanks for calling in, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome.
We've just got like a couple more minutes, so maybe this next call, maybe we have to do it in just in a minute. I know that's so hard to say. It's hard when you're getting like visions, isn't it? but we've got one more on the phone, and then we've got three more here on the chat line here.
Okay.
We'll see if we can get them done in 3 minutes.
And if not,
we'll see what happens, okay? So I want to thank everyone for calling in. Before we bring the last caller on, again, if you didn't have a chance to call in, to really grow, go to theangelmessenger.com, purchase a copy of Gloria Messenger's book, A Mirroring Discovery with Angel Visitation, awesome book, and also get your portrait done, your personalized portrait from Gloria, and it's incredible when you have that done. Both my producer, Christopher, and I are looking at our pictures now as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
So let's bring on the last caller, which is Darlene. Is that right, Christopher?
Yes, it is. Darlene, you're on the air.
Hi, Darlene. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Your birthday is June the 7th, 1946?
That is correct.
There you go, Gloria.
Hi, Dar.
Hi, Gloria.
I'm thrilled to hear your voice.
Thank you.
But I'm going to do the same thing as well. I'm going to ask the angels to give you something pertinent right now.
Okay.
So the vision that I am getting is a briefcase. But it's a briefcase that has a shoulder strap, and it has, a big pocket in the front that is,
that someone can put a business card or big business name in for added marketing and promotion. And this briefcase you are going to be carrying, you're going to be carrying on your shoulder because it's going to be promoting the new career or hobby that you're going into that will lead into a career in retirement. And it's very colorful, probably quite feminine looking briefcase. And I think you're going to have part of the creation of it is going to be in your hands as well. You're going to have hands-on vision of how that's going to look, not necessarily making it, but the hands-on vision. Okay. So they're saying they want you to gain perspective. That's the big word, perspective, of your talents. Perspective of the empowerment you have in life. So they're wanting you to look at all the abilities that you have in your life and start a little journal of writing them down. It's sort of called a self-love journal. And it's all the little assets that you have. Oh, I can do this. Oh, I can do that. Oh, I have been given compliments for this or that. Or these are some ideas. It's almost like your own little private Pinterest that Sue has been talking about today, where you can create those boards of ideas and of creative projects. And this is going to be part of this career that you're going to move in. It's going to be a self-created career or hobby for you. And that's going to carry you with a lot of interest throughout the rest of your life. So I hope that helps.
Wonderful.
You.
Good.
How well,
exciting.
Thank you for calling
so
in, Mike.
Keep in touch with me and let me know how this works.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Where are you, my friend? I'm sorry to the other people that were on the chat line. We ran out of time. We will have Gloria back, I promise. But Gloria, I want everyone to know to go to your website. It's theangelmessenger.com.
Yes.
And make sure, folks, you put in the in front of it because you won't get her if you don't put the in front of it. My friend, I love you. We're out of time. You'll come back and see us again?
Absolutely, yes.
We never had a chance to talk about signs, but we will bring you back for another show for that because we've got lots to talk about that too, don't we?
Yes, yes. And in the meantime, go to the videos on my website and you can listen to all of that as well.
Yes, folks, check that out. Gloria, I love you, my friend.
Love you back.
We will talk with you soon. Folks, we are out of time. And like I mentioned, go to theangelmessenger.com. Learn more about me at asksuelondon.com. We've had an amazing, amazing, amazing show. I want to thank all of you for tuning in. And I want to thank all of you who chatted in, who phoned in. Very growing for you all. And I want to thank my guest, Gloria Messenger, today for joining us. And I want to invite you to join me every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's 2 p.m. Pacific. And next week on the show, we've got a Dr. Nicola Bird with us. And our topic is Unleash Your True Brilliance. You're all you need to succeed. So on behalf of my amazing guest, Gloria Messenger, and my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings.
And
I look
huge
forward to
angel hugs.
Oh, and adding in angel hugs there. And I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London.
If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.